Can't argue that.
Do you want me to crack the old?
Now, I'm going to feel really old when I say this, but you are both pretty young. What do your mum and dad think of this?
Well, they're very supportive. You know, we've been doing it for a long time. They know we love the festivals just because we spend most of the summer there. And they just want us to kind of, you know, succeed in the field that we want to do. And since, you know, the last few years, festivals have become a financially viable, and if you want to be so brutal about it, they want us to kind of succeed and get on with it, really.
Now, I've got to ask this. Have you ever caught your mum having her face painted as a tiger and dancing on a base bin?
No. I kind of wish I had those, to be honest, now that you say it. I mean, she's come down and watched me play tunes, and she always looks a little bit shocked when she watches me DJ. I think it's more the just how loud it is, and she always says, "What's the bass?" She just can't get over the bass. But, I mean, I always find it funny watching my parents stand there, because there are all these kids, you know, half cut, dancing around like nutters, and there's my mum and dad kind of trying to fit in as best they can. So
that they sort of think a DJ is a guy standing in the corner playing records.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's kind of what they it was in their time, if you want to say it like that. And now it's so much more. There's, you know, the DJ isn't just like a dude to fill in a gap. It's like the headline act. It's no longer like a bit of a joke. It's a real thing.
So how about you, Jack?
Well, I was just thinking as you said that, actually. I was quite surprised at our last event in September, Full Stand. We did a Sports Day Spectacular. That was our theme. We did all sorts of little kind of activities.